The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf here, today's daf has been studied. Lelunishmat Murzakini, Yosef Ben Sarav, Emarat Zakanati, Yafa Bat Sarav, Ibrahim Ben Esther, Wachashem Tinohim Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been studied for Hashem Asara, Ruhama Bat Rahab, Sarah Bat Rahab, and Narifaranahim. For the Nefesh, for the Gufatam, Kerabalma, Kenya, Rasulman, Amen. We begin today's daf. And daf here. Amud Lishon, starting right on the top of the Amud. We have proven satisfactorily until this point, how do we know that a lady can be Mekudeshet with Kesef? Now we are going to, and we discussed Bi'ah as well. We learned Kesef from Ki Yikah, that was the second shot. And also it says Uba'ala, that's how we learned Bi'ah. So now the Gemara says, "Minai she'af b'shtar." How do you know that a lady could be mekudeshet with a shtar? What does it mean, a shtar? You write on a document, "Tareya at mekudeshet." Then you give her the paper in front of two witnesses. Gemara says, "Vedinu." It's actually a kal vachomer. What's the kal vachomer? Uma kesef she'en motzi mechnis, which means kesef cannot get her out of a marriage, right? You can't get divorced with kesef, but it can get you in. You can get mekudeshet with kesef. Shtar shemotzi, shtar, which is a get, it's a shtar, can get you out. En odin shemachnis. So you see that a shtar has is more powerful than kesef. Shtar, a get, can get you out. Right? Kesef can't get you out, but can get you in. A star that can get you out, come a home and be able to get you in. So the Gemara says, no, wait, not so fast. Male kesef shekem putin bo hegdeshu ma'asir sheni. Kesef has a stringency that star doesn't. Kesef has a stringency that what? You're able to redeem hegdesh or ma'asir sheni. What's the case of hegdesh? A guy consecrated something, now he wants to redeem the value. Right, and give the money to the Beit HaMikdash, or let's say Ma'asir Shini, you have to take Yerushalayim. Instead of taking the Ma'asir Shini to Yerushalayim, you're able to redeem it on a coin, take the coin up to Yerushalayim, and buy food over there. But the point is, you're able to make a redemption with Kesef, so therefore you have no Kal Vachomer, because I can tell you, Kesef is more strict than Shtar, because it's able to make a Pidyon. Tomar, Shtar, She'em Podin Bo Ekdeshu Ma'asir Shini, so you want to learn from their Shtar, you cannot be Podin Ma'asir Shini Ekdesh Dichtiv, how do you know? V'natana Kesef V'kam Lo, right, by the Pidyon, it says V'natana Kesef, you can only make a Pidyon with money. Amar Kera, so the Gemara says, you know what the Pasuk says? V'yatze'a V'ayita, simple interpretation, the Rasha that we've seen many times already. Torah juxtaposes the word v'yatze'ah, she'll go out, divorce, v'yatan, she will get remarried. Makish havaya liyitzi'ah. We make a hekesh between the marriage and the divorce. Ma yitzi'ah b'shtar, af havaya namin b'shtar, period. Meaning, just like she gets out with a shtar, she gets in with a shtar. So that somebody asked you, what's the source of shtar? Makish havaya liyitzi'ah. That what? She goes out with a shtar, a get. So she comes in with a shtar. Right? Makish havaya liyitzi'ah v'yatzeh v'yata. Oh, the Gemara says, v'akish namei liyitzi'ah the havaya. Go the other way. Just like you're being makish havaya to yitzi'ah, be makish yitzi'ah to havaya. Just like you're being makish, getting in. You're learning that from getting out. Why don't you learn the opposite way? Getting out from getting in, and say the following. Nah, havaya bekesef. Just like you can get in, you can get married with kesef. Af yitzia bekesef. Maybe you get divorced with money. Which means, a guy will go to his wife for his, $10, and harayat mishulachet. You know, he'll send her on her way. Just like she can get in with money. Maybe she can get out with money. Gemara says, impossible. Amar abaye, yomru kesef mechnis, kesef motzi. They're going to say, what, the same money that got her in, can get her out. Senigor ya'asa kentigor. Which means the defense lawyer now is going to become the prosecutor? It doesn't make any sense. Which is the money that could make a kiddushin, that's already a defense lawyer. That's called a sanigor. Now you're going to say what? The sanigor that made the marriage, that's going to be the prosecutor? That's going to be the one that breaks the marriage? So the Gemara says, Yeche, shtar nameh. So the same thing by a shtar. Which means, Yomru, shtar motzi, shtar mechnis. Right? A shtar gets her out, get, and a shtar gets her in. Ketigor yasa sanigor? That the prosecutor is a defender? Would you, for the same reason that you tell me you can't, kesef cannot be motzi, say the same reason by shtar? Because shtar is mechniz and shtar is motzi. So, the item that got her in is getting her out, while the defense lawyer became a prosecutor? So, mili da'ai shtar alechud, mili da'ai shtar alechud. No, they're different shtarot. No one's gonna compare. One's a star girushin and one's a star kiddushin. Two different things. It's not the same star. So the Gemara says, "Hachaname, haikaspalihud, vaikaspalihud." So the same thing. The money is different also. This money is for kiddushin and this money is for girushin. Which is once already, you tell me, oh, it's a different star. What's a different money also? This money is making a kiddushin. This money is making a girushin. It's not the same money. Gemara says, Mia Tiv'a Miha Hadu. The coin itself, however, is the same coin. Which means, granted, he might be using this coin for a kiddushin and this coin for a girushin, but it's the same coin. Mm-hmm. The shtar is a different shtar. Right. This shtar has on it at Megureshit, and this shtar has it on it at Mekudeshit. Intrinsically, the shtar is different. So they're not going to say, oh, kategori asasa nigor. But on the same coin, you take the same quarter. And with the same quarter, hadat mekudeshit, and take the same quarter, exactly the same item, it's hadat mekudeshit. So what do you mean? The same item that got her in is going to get her out? So that's how you know that kesef cannot be, well, it's very interesting. You have taken that for granted. Now, if I were to ask you a question, how do you know that you can't make a girushin with kesef? Girushin with kesef? We'll make a girushin with kesef. The Gemara is analyzing this. This is not such a simple thing. Right. Why? Because the Gemara knows the rule of Bakish Havayali Yitziyah. We always compare going in to going out, and vice versa. And therefore, if I can get in with kesef, I should be able to get out with kesef. So it's interesting to note that the reason, at least according to the first pshat in the Gemara, why you can't be megaresh with kesef, is because of a sevara. En sanigor nasa kategor. That the defense lawyer cannot become the prosecuting lawyer. The money that got you in, got you married, right now the money that was a good thing. Now you want to use it to be a prosecutor? Well, so say the same thing by shtar. Shtar gets you out, getin. The shtar becomes the prosecutor. The shtar can get you in, right? You can mimic kiddush b'shtar. Why don't you say the same thing in kategor nasa sanigor? Because it's a different shtar. If it's a different shtar, okay. I say this is one shtar. It's a different shtar. It's not the same kategor nasa sanigor, but the money is the same exact money. It's the same quarter. No, intrinsically. You're right. Your amira is different. One is hadat megudesh, not hadat megudesh. But in the coin itself, tivah miha hadhu. Comes again, and says another answer. Rava says another reason why you cannot be migarish with kesef. Amar kera vechatav la. Right, the pasuk says vechatav la sefer kiritut. Now it says vechatav la, so the Gemara is doresh bechtiva mitkarishet ve'ena mitkarishet bekesef. Very simple. How do you get divorced? Bechtiva. Bechtiva megareshet velo bekesef. So the Gemara says, ve'emam bechtiva mitkareshet ve'enam mitkadeshet bechtiva. You want to minimize? I'll minimize a different way. Maybe it says vekatavla, maybe girushin is with a ketiva and not a kedushin with a ketiva. You want a doresh vechatavla to tell me vechatavla gittin is done with a ketiba, but gittin is not done with kesef. Who told you to learn that way? Maybe I'll say gittin is done with a ketiba, and kiddushin is not done with a ketiba. Who told you the pasuk is limiting something by girushin? Maybe it's coming to limit something by kiddushin. By the way, I just told you already, we make a kish. That what? Ma yitzia bishtar af havaya bishtar. So I know star. It was umaraita. Well, who told you to learn that way? Which whenever you see a maraita, learn the technique of a maraita. Maraita means you have two pasukim. One pasuk you use as an inclusion. Let's say one pasuk you use as an exclusion, for example. But you could have learned it the reverse way. So who told you to learn it this way as opposed to the other way? Which means like this. You saw the pasuk v'chatav la'sefer kiritut. So how did you learn that? B'chtiva mitgareshet ve'ena mitgareshet be'kesef. That's Rava's Hadush. Right? You can be megureshet b'chtiva but not be'hebekin. Who told you to learn that way? Mara'ita. Maybe I could have learned b'chtiva mitgareshet ve'eno mitkadeshet b'chtiva. Right? Who? You could learn it that way. So you tell me, oh, havaya makish havaya litziya. Adraba, from havaya litziya, I would learn ma havaya bekesef, av yitziya bekesef, which means exclude star for kiddushin and include kesef for girushin. Who told you to learn the opposite way? To exclude star for, to exclude kesef for girushin and to include star for Kiddushin. You could have learned the exclusion, including the other way. Who told you to learn it the way you learned Maraita? So the Gemara says, very simple. Mistabra, kai begirushin, mema'ed begirushin. Exactly. The pasuk of Girushin is going to exclude something in Girushin. Listen, it says, vechatav la sefer kiritut. What is that? What's the context of that pasuk? What's the context of the pasuk? Girushin. So, mistama, if you're in a pasuk of Girushin, you're going to exclude something in Girushin. That what? Girushin is bichtav, but you can't do Girushin bekesef. Kai begirushin mema'et kiddushin? What? You want to have a pasuk of Girushin and minimize something in kiddushin? No, it's more mistaber in the context of the pasuk that you're in to exclude an item in that context. Therefore, וכתב לה בגירושין ובמימעת כתיבה בגירושין ואין כסף בגירושין. Beautiful. So if somebody would ask you at this point to crystallize, we learned two things in this Gemara. Number one, how do you know a lady could be mitkadeshet b'shtar? That is from ויצאה והייתה מקיש הוויה ליציאה. מה יציאה בשטר? Af havaya b'shtar. Then it's pasuk in the Torah. Hekesh. Good? How do you know a lady cannot be mitgareshet b'kesef? Two pshatim. Either ain't katigor na'asa sanigor. Now you can't make the defense lawyer a prosecutor. Or, from the pasuk, v'chatav la'sefer kiritut. B'chtiva mitgareshet v'ena mitgareshet b'kesef. Oh, the Gemara says, "Would Rabbi Yosef Galili the apik lelai kerale drasha harina shena mitgareshet bekesef minale?" We learned the Masechet Gittin. Rabbi Yosef Galili learns from this pasuk of vechatav la sefer kiritut. He learns over there that from here you cannot write the get on a something that's like a perishable item. You cannot write it on a leaf. Or food, or something like that. Which means he learns this pasuk for something else. So how does he know that you cannot be mitgareshet bekesef? Because the pasuk already is used. Amar kera, huh? Oh, so the Gemara says amar kera sefer kiritut. He says he learns from a different place. It says the pasuk. How do you call a get a sefer kiritut? Sefer korta. The sefer is koret, but not something else. Sefer keritut, sefer korta. You need a parchment. You need a paper, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. But not as something else. For a banan, hay keritut my avdele. The rabbis that learn from
the other pasuk v'chatavla, right? B'chtiva mitkareshet. What is it with the word kiritut or sefer kiritut? B'vehele ledavar koret beno lebena. They learned that a get has to be something that cuts it conclusively. K'detanya harezik itech al menat shlo tishti yayin. Right? Here's your get. Al kadosh, you don't drink wine for the rest of your life. No get. She's on the hook forever. Al menat shlo tilchi lebet abich leolam. You don't go up to your father's house forever. It's not a get because he's connected to her forever. En zekiritut. Kol shlushim yom, har en zekiritut. 30 days, good, because the 30 days already the get can be. Hal, conclusively. So the rabbis learned from the word, kiritut. Rabbi Yosef Galili, mechrat kiritut, kanaf kale. Rabbi Yosef learns that because the pasuk could have said, nechat avla sefer karet. The fact that it says, kiritut, so you can learn both the Hadushim. I can learn number one, Sefer Kiritut. You need a Sefer and not Kesef. And Kiritut teaches me Davara Koret Beno Lebena. Vrabbana, Vrabbi Yosef Gilili, Mechra Kiritut, Vrabbanan, Karet Kiritut lo Mashmaleo. They don't go with this Karet Kiritut. That is not Mashmal to them. To them, Kiritut is one Hadush. Different suckers are extra. And that's what we have over here. Good. So we can finish this piece here. So basically, we learn. I'm just crystallizing again. We learned the source for shtar. We learned two sources. How do you know you cannot be migaresh mekesef? And according to the Biyosei Gilili, that uses the source of vechatav for something else, he learned it from the word sefer kiritut, ve sefer korta ve en korta bekesef. The rabbis learned sefer kiritut for something else. Davara koret beno lebena. How does the Rabbi Yosef know that? From kiritut and rabbanan mechrat kiritut lo mashmaliu. Very clear. Okay, now we go to the next point. Gemara starts off like this. Hada mehada lo atya. We've successfully proven kesef shtar and biha. We're over. We did everything. We learned everything. But now the Gemara has questions like this. One from one, you can't learn. Remember, we started in each sugya as we tried to learn the item. We said, why don't you learn kesef from kad vachomer from shtar? Right? Well, let's learn shtar from a kad vachomer from this. We always wanted to learn. Or bi'ah, let's learn it from a kal vachomer, from something else. We wanted to learn one kinyan from another kinyan. But the sugyot rejected. Because we tried to bring a kal vachomer, and we said, no. But this subject has a stringency that the other item does not. So we really weren't able to learn one kinyan from another. Because each one is unique. And therefore, each one has stringencies that the other one does not. So therefore, you have to learn it from Pesukim. So like Gemara says, Hada mehada lo atya. Right? You can't learn Kesef from Shtar, you can't learn Shtar from Bi'ah, Bi'ah from Kesef, they're all individual. Beautiful. But why don't you learn Hada mitarte? Now it's worthy just to get clarity. There is a way of learning, in the 13 ways of learning the Torah, Yud Gimel Midot, where it's called Binyan Av Ushne Ketuvim. What is a Binyan Av Ushne Ketuvim? Well, I'm looking for X. That's my unknown. I could learn it from two things that are written explicitly. Right? I have two things that are written explicitly, and I come along and say, even though all three items, my X and the other two items, are all different, and they all have different stringency, you know. But the stringencies of this are not like the stringencies of that, and the stringencies of this one are not like this one. So they're all different. So when I see two things that are different, so what I do then is I put the differences on the side because I see that the differences are not bringing the result. Because they both have the same result, even though they have different humrot. So it must be the humrot that bring the result. Because this is a humrah of this, this is a humrah of that. But they don't share each other's chumrot, but still the bottom line is the same. So what I do in that case is I look to what they have in common. What I find what they have in common, I say, listen, what they have in common is they're both this, they're both that. So X, which also has that same commonality,
apply it also.
That's called Hada Mitarte. Okay? One from two. Now, if I can use one of the Yud Gimel Midot, so I don't need Pesukim. Because that's a Derasha. So the Gemara says, Hada mechada lo atya. Titi bring Hada mitarte. Learn one from two. Gemara says, go through it. Hey Titi, how do you want to bring? What do you want to say? Lo nichtov rachmana bishtar. Okay, shtar is the X. We don't know shtar, let's say, right? Vetiti mehanach. Learn shtar from kesef and bi'ah. And let's speak it out, because the Gemara doesn't speak this part out. How do you learn? Ma le kesef ubi'ah. That what? They have kinyan. They work by kiddushin. Correct? They have kinyanim. They work by kiddushin. Happens to be kesef and bi'ah not only work by kiddushin, but they also have kinyanim in other places. Kesef can buy an amma, bi'ah can buy a yibama, right? So you see, you have two items that are kinyanim, let's say, in general. They also work by kiddushin. Tomar b'shtar, that also has kinyan b'alma. Shtar, it's going, hey, you can buy fields with the shtar. And it can be going to buy kiddushin as well. All the things that are common in the two are common in the one. Yeah, but that's not. Ma v'hanach, sheken hana'atan merubah. Kesef and bi'ah, there's a lot of hana'ah from this type of kinyan. Bi'ah is obviously hana'ah. Kesef, also, kesef, a lot of buying power with kesef. Not only buying power, kesef, money. Mashikin star, does no hana'ah, it's a piece of paper. The paper's worth nothing. So therefore, they're not similar. You don't get hana'ah from the paper, it's a money. I got money. Even if it's a shavet perutah, money's money. It's not, I can buy something with the money. I can't go buy something with a star. So therefore, you can't compare the two to the one. Because they both have something that the X, that the star does not have. Kesef mm-hmm. bi'az, commonality is hana'atan miruba. Bi'ad, hana'ad, hana'ad, the kesef. So Gemara says, okay, let's go another way. Lo nechtov rahmana bi'ah. Don't write bi'ah. Bi'ah is the X now. Vetiti manech. And learn it from star and kesef. And say the same thing. Malishtar and kesef. That they have kinyanim in general. And they have kinyanim by kiddushin. So to be as a kinyan, let's say by yibama. So shall have a kinyan by kiddushin. Malanech shekin kinyanan miruba. So shtar and kesef, they have. You can buy anything with shtar and kesef. Fields, abadim, this, that. Bi'a, you can only buy a yibama. Limited kinyan. So if it's not comparable, okay, lo nichtov rachmana bekesef. But kesef is the X. Vetiti mahanach. Can learn from bia and shtar. Malahanach sheken yishnan ba'al korha. Which means kesef and, not kesef, bia and shtar can be done against the will. Okay, well, how can it be against the will? Shtar can be against the will. Not what? By a get. Give a get against the girl's will. You know that already. Gettin. And what's the other one? Bi'ah. Bi'ah, you can have a yibum even against her will. Ba'al kurha. Kesef, there's no ba'al kurha with kesef. So therefore, the two items are not similar to the one. What are you talking about? Dechitem, a kesef nami ba'al kurha. You do have kesef ba'al kurha. Can a father sell his daughter as an amma with kesef? That's against her will. Says, but you don't find it in the context of a marriage. Which is bi'ah, you find it in the context of a man and wife. Yibum. Ba'al kurha. Shtar, you find it in ishut, legabe a get. But you don't find kesef in the ishut, ba'al kurha. Right? You can sell your daughter as a slave, but that's not tishut. And therefore, you cannot learn one from two. That's why we needed pesukim for all of them. The Gemara goes to the next point. Amar Avuna.
Rav Huna comes along and says, new point. So basically we have three kinyanim. Each kinyan is well documented from the Torah. Amar Rav Huna, chupa kone mikal v'chomer. Fourth kinyan. Kesef, shtar, bi'ah, according to Rav Huna, you also have chupa. But what does it mean, chupa? A guy wants to mekadesh, give the case of a daughter or stam a guy. A guy gives over his daughter, l'shem chupa. Which, what's chupa mean? Either they live together, yehud, or like the canopy. However you want to learn chupa, that's for another discussion. Well, however chupa is learned according to halacha, but chupa can also make a kiddushin. Just like kesef can make a kiddushin, and bi'ah makes the kiddushin. There's two stages, right? There's kiddushin and nisuin. Rav Huna says, a chupa, a guy gives over his daughter to a guy, l'shem chupa, that makes a kiddushin. So look at how to learn what Rav Huna is saying. Either that makes a kiddushin, then you just need a nisuin, or it just goes straight in, it's married. Chupa, it does a kiddushin and nisuin simultaneously.
Yes.
But the point is, Rav Huna holds that a chupa can make the kiddushin. Right? So how do you know that? אמר רב הונא, חופה קונה מקל וחומר. ומה כסף שאינו מאכל בתרומה קונה? חופה שמאכלת בתרומה, אין עוד דין שתקנה. אוקיי. A lady gets married to a Kohen. Did she eat תרומה? ישראל? Yes, she can. That's the law. קניין כספו, it's part of the wife eats תרומה. However, if there's only קידושין, she cannot eat תרומה. Okay, we learned that already. Kesef is not, kesef means kiddushin. Does not allow the lady to eat truma. So Gemara makes a kav v'chomer. Gemara says, Uma kesef she'enu ma'achil betruma. Meaning, if a guy just made kiddushin to a lady with kesef, she cannot eat truma kone, but still what? The kesef is koneha. Right? Kesef makes a kiddushin. Chupa shema'achilet betruma. Chupa is so strong that after a chupa, she can eat teruma. That's after a marriage. Ain't no din she tekne. All the more so she'll be able to be koneh for kiddushin.
She used that for the first process.
Chupa is stronger than kesef. Kesef is weak. You know why kesef is weak? Kesef cannot ma'achil betruma. But it can get her in. Chupa, that's ma'achil betruma. Certainly she'll be able to get her in. Gemara says, what are you talking? The kesef eno ma'achil? Who told you that when you make kiddushin, she can't eat teruma? If you remember, mina Torah, she can eat teruma. The only reason why we say she can't is a gezerah that she might take some of the teruma and go feed it to our brothers.
Nice.
That are not the Kohanim. But mina Torah, really, kesef eno chupa the same way. So if you have no kal v'chomer. So Gemara says, the kesef eno ma'achil, v'amar ula, dvar Torah, arusa bat Yisrael, ochel betruma. שנאמר וכהן כי יקנה נפש קניין כספו, זה קניין כספו הוא. ומתם אמרו אין האוכלת, גזרה, שמה ימזגו לה כוס בבית אביה, ותשכנו לאחיה ולאחותיה. So therefore, really, you have no proof. You want to say, oh, חופה is stronger than כסף, not so. חופה is מאכיל, and כסף is מאכיל. So that קל ועומר is out the window. Only reason why you say she can't eat. After קדושין is why? And it makes sense why she's making gezerah. Because by kiddushin, she's still living by her parents' house. She's still going home. So what's going to happen? Her fiancé, as we would call her, right? Yeah. The guy that she's mikudash to, will give her some wine, whatever it is. She goes back to her father's house, and the wine's on the table, and she gives her, unwittingly, she's going to give her siblings now teruma, they're not kohanim. Okay, good. So we're back to the question. How do you know according to Rav Huna, chupa can make a kiddushin? Huh? אלא פניק אחר. ומה הכסף שאינו גומר? קונה חופה שגומרת. אין עוד דין שתקנה? אז go slow.
It's the end process.
Right. Can כסף finish?
No.
No. Which means כסף can only make a קדושין. Can כסף make a נישואין? No. So, ומה הכסף שאינו גומר? Right? It's weak. Cannot finish the process. But it could kone. It could kone, it could start the process. Chupa shegomeret. Chupa finishes the process of nisu'in. Right? Which means we found like a stringency
that chupa is stronger. Chupa is able to. Kesef is weak. Kesef eno gomer, which means I can give a kesef to a lady arat mikudeshet. This is very nice. But after that, kesef can't take me further.
Right.
Chupa consummates. Chupa finishes. So my kesef she eno gomer kone chupa she gomer eno dichi tikne. Oh, beautiful. Gemara says, wait. Male kesef shekem podin bo ekdeshot maser sheni. I always start with the story. Oh, what are you talking about? Kesef? Kesef has its own stringency. Kesef you're able to redeem things with. You can redeem maser sheni, you can redeem ekdesh. So again, understand what we're going to do now. You're trying to say, chuppah is more stringent than kesef. No, I'll show you the opposite. Kesef is more stringent than chuppah. Because kesef can do things that chuppah can't. What stringency, for example?
Redeeming.
So therefore, because it can redeem, that already shows me why it's more strict. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, Bi'atuchiyah. Bi'ah will prove that what?
It cannot redeem,
and still it has power to make a kiddushin. So you see, obviously that's not a chumrah. This chumrah of redemption obviously is not a chumrah, correct? Bi'atuchiyach. Beautiful. Mali bi'ah shekin konei bi'ibama. Bi'ah also has a stringency. Bi'ah has a stringency whether they can acquire a yibama. But chumrah cannot. Well, Gemara says kesef yuchiyach. Well, kesef, you see, doesn't have the stringency that can konei yibama. So therefore, v'chazar hadin. Now we're going to go back and forth. Bi'ah has a stringency that kesef doesn't. Kesef has a stringency that bi'ah doesn't. So what you do in that case is what? You forget about what they don't have in common. You take what they have in common. Lord izeh ked izeh, Lord izeh ked izeh. The stringency of kesef is not like the stringency of bi'ah. The stringency of bi'ah is the stringency of kesef. Hatzad ha-shavesh shebin. What's the commonality between kesef and bi'ah? Shekonin be'alma. They have a kinyan in the world, out of kiddushin. Where's kesef's kinyan in the world? Anything, kesef acquires anything. A guy can buy sell his daughters an amma with kesef. And where does bi'ah have a kinyan be'alma? Yibum. Vikunim kan, and can make a kiddushin. Af ani avi chupa shekone be'alma. That it's kone be'alma. Where is chupa kone be'alma? Rashi. She gomeret liyursha. Which means, yeah, by nisuin. Chupa, by a regular lady, when she gets married, makes a kinyan. Nafkamina. After the nisuin, the husband is yoresh her. The husband can make a farad darin. So chupa is kone be'alma ve kone kan. So if we can be kone kan, make a kedushin. So listen what we did at the end there. This is what we're holding. Get clarity. Ravuna harina chupa. So you try to learn maybe from kesef. Well, kesef is different because kesef keeps with their maser. Well, bi'ah doesn't have that stringency. Well, bi'ah has all the stringency. Bi'ah has baal kur'ah. Well, kesef doesn't have baal kur'ah. Okay, take it from both. From kesef and bi'ah.
Common denominator
between the two is what? They have kinyanim in the world, and they can be koneh a lady for kiddushin. So to chupa has a kinyan in the world. Where? Marry a lady with chupa.
Finishes.
Nisuin. So it can be konekan. Make a kiddushin. Comes Gabaran says, no good. Maletzada shaveshib. And you know what the commonality between kesef and bi'ah is? Shekena na'atan miruba. They have a stringency, or they have a commonality. Larahana'ah. Kesef, they got the money. Bi'ah is the bi'ah. But she'en ken, chupah, it's not similar. They have items that are not similar. Shtar yuchiyah. Well, hold on. Now it's start to the mix. Star will disprove that because there's no ana'ah in the star, and it's koneh. In other places, star is koneh, let's say, anything, fields and stuff like that. And it works by kiddushin. A star has a stringency because you can use a star as a get. You can't use any other items. Well, kesef bi'ah yuchihu. that you can't use it for a get, and still you can use it for a kedushin in other places. The Hazar Adin. Lord Izeh can Izeh, Lord Izeh can Izeh. The stringencies are not similar to each other. Hatzad Hashem Vishchemim, between all of them now. Kesef, Star, and Bi'ah. You know what the commonality between these three items are? Shekonim Be'alma. Let's speak it out. Kesef is koneh where? Amma.
Everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Star is koneh Girushin. Or in other places as well. Bi'ah, Bi'ibama. All have, and they all work also by Kedushin. So they have Kinyan by Alma, they have Kinyan by Kedushin. Af ani avi hupa, she kone be Alma by Nisu'in, be kone kan. That can be kone make Kedushin. So if somebody asks, what's Rav Ha's source for hupa that's kone from the three? Kesef shtar bi'ah. They all have different things about them. Kesef has a stringency, it can be podem aser. But you see, that's not a stringency because the other two don't have it. Shtar has a stringency, what? Baal korha. Bi'ah has the stringency of what? Hana'ata meruba. Each one has sometimes. So put the stringencies on the side. Put the things they have in common together. Kone bi'alma kone kan. Hupa kone bi'alma kone kan. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ha, Malet said the Shavishim sheken yishnam baal korha. All three can work baal korha. How? Bi'az baal korha by yibama. Kesef is baal korha by an amma. Could sell the girl against her will. That's the Gemara's answer. And where shtar baal korha by a get?" Go slow, you hear what he said? You're telling me you want to learn from the three to Chuppah. The three have something in common that Chuppah does not have in common. Kesef Baal Korcha Ba'amah. You can sell your daughters in Amah Baal Korcha against the will. Bi'ah Baal Korcha Ba'ye Yibamah. Shtad Baal Korcha Ba'ye Get. Gemara answers, V'ravuna Miya Bi'ishut Lo Ashkehan Baal Korcha. You don't find Kesef Baal Korcha by Ishut. And therefore, it's not something they all have three have in common. Bi'ah, you find by Ishut, by Yibama. Shtar, you find by Ishut, Girushin. Kesef, where do you find the Baal Korcha? Over there, by Amma. So if Rav says that, that's not common anymore. So therefore, Rav Unah will say, I learned from all three. And don't tell me all common out there. They don't have in common, but Yishut, they don't have all three in common. So it's not a thing that you could put the common denominator. Therefore, Rav Unah will say, I learned from the three, to Chuppah. Rava. Shtei teshuvot medavar. Rav Unah, you're very nice. You have a beautiful ra'aya. Chuppah is learned from the other three. Kesef shtaru bi'ah. Ma le kesef shtar bi'ah shekonim be'alma vekonim kan af ani avi chupa shekone be'alma vekone kan. Beautiful. Davos, I'm sorry, but two refutations on you. Number one, hada de shalosh tenan de arba lo tenan. Right. One problem. The Mishnah says that Isha Nikin b'shalosh derachim. And you're making it now? Four derachim. Rav Unah can argue on a Mishnah. Rav Unah is an Amora. So how would he do with that? Ve'od klum chupa gomeret ela al yede kedushin. V'chi gamrinan chupa shelo al yede kedushin. Me'chupa sh'al yede kedushin. Which means, you, Rav Unah, wanted to start off by making a kal vachomer. Right? That's how we started off, at least, right? You started off, Uma kesef she'eno gomer. Kone. Chupa she'gomer. Eno din she'kone. Hold it. The chupa that's gomer is only because there's a kedushin before it.
Right.
When you're trying to learn chupa is kone kedushin on its own. So you bring me a ra'ayah from a chupa that's kone after a kedushin. That's not a good proof. Again, well,
better.
Which means, You got to show me a case. You want to show me a case where chuppah is kudah on its own. So I mean, oh, chuppah could be gomer. Gomer. It's gomer after you have a kiddushin behind it. Right? So if that could, certainly it can be koneh. It's not a fair. That correct? You did the thinking is not correct.
So you can't call it koneh ba'alma also. In other words, that's why the kavah.
Also that. But he's saying is it's not a kavah because let's speak out the kavah omer. Uma kesef. Kesef is koneh, but it's not gomer. Right? Kesef is koneh, but it's not gomer. Chupa that's gomer. All the more so it should be koneh. No, but the chuppah that's gomer is only because you have a kesef or you have a kiddushin before it. So you have no ayat to tell me that a chuppah that's preceded by a kiddushin, you're trying to learn me a chuppah on its own. So comes the Gemara and says, right? Right, the way he says it clearly, he's getting it clearly, he says like this. מכיוון שאפשר על ידי חופה לעשות דבר שאי אפשר לעשות על ידי כסף. Right, Rav Unaz's ra'aya was what? חופה could do something that כסף can't do. חופה can finish. כסף can't finish. What do you mean? חופה can only finish because it has a kiddushin before it. That kavam is broken. So Gemara answers. You know what Rav Unaz says? I have an answer for both of your questions. Amar le'Abaye, Abaye will answer for Rav Unaz. Your first question that it said three in the Mishnah, not four kinyanim. Tana milta dichtiva behedya ketani. Milta de lo ketiva behedya lo ketani. The Mishnah is only listing the kinyanim that are written explicitly in the Torah. Kesef yad pesukim, shtari yad pesukim, bi'awi yad pesukim, right? The items that you're learning from, what are the midot? We didn't write that one. Shalosh tenan arba lo tenan, because we're only writing the explicit ones, right? The verush ones. Good. Chupa, we're learning from Mamatzino, whatever. Bidyanav. Udeka amart. Oh, and that, by the way, that second question that you said, klum chupa gomeret el ayede kedushin, Ravuna namehachi kamar. Put that into Ravuna's statement and say like this: Uma kesef sheeno gomer ahar kesef. Kone chupa shegomeret achar kesef enodin shetekne, which means throw that in. Kesef cannot be gomer after kesef. Hare at mekodesh li bekesef. Okay, good. Now you have kedushin. Could another kesef do more? Does kesef work after har kesef? No. So uma kesef she'eno gomer achar kesef, but it's kone. Chupa that is gomer achar kesef. All the more so it should be kone. So we factored that in. So you still see a stringency that chupa could do something that kesef can't. Kesef cannot work after kesef. Chupa can work after kesef. So if chupa is strong and kesef, which is the weak item, can be kone, certainly chupa can be kone. Comes again further. Tanu banan. Kitzad bekesef. Oh, now we got into the details. How do you mekadesh a lady with kesef? Natan na kesef, give her money. Oshave kesef. V'amal hare at mekodeshetli. Hare at meuresetli. Hare at li leintu. Behold, you are a wife. Intu is in Aramaic. Hare zu mekodeshet. Very good. Aval. Oh, but listen to the Baita. It says he shenatna. If she gives the kesef. The Amrahi, and she does the saying, Hareni mekudeshet lach, Hareni meureset lach, Hareni lach leintu, Ena mekudeshet. Why? Ki yikach ish isha. You do the taking, the man does the taking, not the lady. Okay, matkif la rabbapa. Rabbapa is a question now. Ta'ama denatan hu, ve amar hu. Why is the kiddushin good? Because he did everything. He did the giving and he did the saying. Ha natan hu ve'amrahi ena mekudeshet. What's the diuk? The husband's got to do both. If the husband only does one part, no good. Natan hu ve'amrahi, no good. Understand the diuk? Again, the Braita clearly said for a Kiddushin to work, he's got to do the giving and he's got to do the saying. Implying, if he did the giving and she did the saying, no good. Ema sefa, but I bring a problem from the sefa. Aval hi shenatna lo. The amra, she did everything. Lo avu Kiddushin. Tamad natni v'amrei, because she did everything. Hanatanu v'amrei, avu Kiddushin. Masva, that's only no good because she did everything. But if she did half, it sounds like it'll be okay. We have a stira from the Reshah's diuk to the Sefa's diuk. So you have to give our answers? Reshah dafka. The Reshah of the Braita is dafka, which means the diuk is correct. Which means the only way it's going to be a good kiddushin is if he does everything. Once it's not everything, either sefa, which is matla, even she does half, sefa kedin nasba, sefa lav dafka. Just put the sefa agav the resha. Okay, let's hold it. Vetani sefa miltad de satra la le resha. Come on. Which means, normally when you come along and say kedin nasba, but incidentally, that's when it's not contradictory to anything we're saying. But you don't bring something incidentally where it's causing a controversy now where it's soter, when it's said, in the Reshah, which means the implications are contradictory.
Yes.
El Hakikamar. So we're going to revamp the Braita. You ready? Natanu ve'amarhu. Oh, that's an easy case. He did everything. Pshita davu kiddushin. Case number one. Natanu ve'amrahi. Now, here's the sefa. You ready?
He gave,
she said, Na'asa kemi shenatna hi ve'amrahi ve'lo avi kiddushin. Which means, half is like nothing. Which means the prayer, he does everything, pshita. Second case. He gave, she said, it's like she said and she gave, which is nothing, and therefore, all the diyukim are correct.
That's it.
Viba another way of learning. Natanu v'amaru mekudeshet. Natnahi v'amrahi ena mekudeshet. Oh, now we have a contradictory in the diukim, right? Natanu v'amrahi sefekahi. Oh, according to the Yibai Tema, you're right, it's a safek. If he does the giving and she does the saying, safek. And you know what? V'haishina midrabbanan. You gotta suspect midrabanan to the kiddushin over here. Nafkamina. Rashi, look at nafkamina. She gives the nafkaminot. Ma'ishina midrabanan. Shimbacher v'kidsha sinicha get mishnehem. If somebody else now go gives her a kiddushin, she'll need a get from both of them. Let's speak it out. She'll need a get from the first guy because maybe she's mikudeshet to the first guy. What was the case? Natanu v'amrahi. Right? She needs to get the Safek Kiddushin. But maybe it's not a Kiddushin. Therefore, she needs to get from the second guy as well. She needs to get from both. Furthermore, Shema lo ayu shel rishon Kiddushin v'halu Kiddushin sheni or Shema shel rishon Kiddushin v'lo shel sheni. But Safek Kiddushin, she needs to get from both. Good? So, there's tremendous stuff coming up between the two versions. According to the first version, a Kiddushin is only Kiddushin natanu v'amaru. Anything else? Not only she did everything, either she did half, zero. Second shot, no.
It does something.
It puts us into a safek. Go one step further. Amar Shmuel. Bekiddushin, in the case of Kiddushin, Natan la kesef shaveh kesef. They gave her money, or value. V'amar la hare at mekodeshet. Hare at meureset. Hare at leintu. You're my wife. Hare at mekodeshet. Good. Hareni ishech. He's giving himself to her. I am your husband. Hareni ba'alech. Hareni arusech. En kan bet mihush. Nothing. Why? Because he's got to do the taking. Not that he gives himself over. V'chem begirushin. I'll go the other way. Natan na ramala haret meshulechet. Haret megureshet. Haret muteret. Dechol adam. Haret megureshet. Because why? He's doing the freeing. However, any ishech, I am not your husband anymore. That means that he's not sending her, he's removing himself. Any balech, any arusech, en kan בית מיחוש. ברוך אדוני לעולם. אמן ואמן.